Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On this Christmas Eve morning, welcome to Nature Notes with our natural friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and by the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about that terrific store for nature lovers on your gift list. That is Cardinal Corner, not just bird feeders and bird seed either, although they've got the freshest bird seed you'll find. Lee, Pam, and Amy, great taste. They have really filled their stores. There's two locations. Things like beautiful jewelry, purses, scarves, kitchen items, home decor, books, wind chimes, so much more. A lot of these items not only made in America, but made right here in Minnesota. And I said the bird seed, you won't find any fresher than you do at Cardinal Corner. And don't forget to stop in. These last-minute gift givers, reindeer seed mix, hostess gifts, things like that. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. You can call them, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, you will find, is really more than just a bird seed store. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Jim. Good morning.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and to our listeners. Oh, what a day.
Yes. This is going to be probably today and tomorrow. Well, today, probably the warmest day of the week.
You know what? I went outside, and I thought it's at 7 o'clock, like I always do before the broadcast, and I thought, it's going to be below zero. And I just started thinking that. It was 14 above.
Yeah, 16 officially now.
16 at the airport. Well, this is on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. And like I said, overcast, very light northwest winds. But I'll say one thing, it was dark out there at 7.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And sunrise today, 7:49, sunset 4:36. So today in the Twin Cities area, this is the seventh consecutive day with 8 hours, 47 minutes of daylight. Now, that's not counting seconds. And we've had this 8 hours, 47 minutes since last Monday, the 18th. Now, this past Thursday, the 21st, was the winter solstice, the first day of astronomical winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and shortest daylight period of the year, with 8 hours, 46 minutes, and 50 seconds. Now, how about that when you get it way down to that?
To the second, yes.
Yes. And, you know, after losing 6 hours and 49 minutes since June 20th, and according to Rod Nerdow, consulting astronomer for the Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars for the past 28 years, he's terrific. He's done a great job. He tells us that by Friday, we had gained, this is Thursday, the shortest daylight period of the year, we had gained 3 seconds of daylight by the next day. And by tomorrow, we will have gained, by tomorrow being Christmas, the first full minute of daylight. So we'll be up to 8 hours, 48 minutes of daylight. Again, not counting seconds. The 1 minute gain is a nice Christmas gift. Just think, we pick up 4 minutes of daylight by the end of December. Normal high for today is 25, normal low is 10. Records for today, December 24th in the Twin Cities, high 47, set in 1947. -0.09. And the low was -31, set in 1872, lowest ever recorded here. And the most snow ever recorded was 5.2 inches. That was an estate in 2009. Now today, there's a waxing crescent moon that will rise this morning at 11:39, set tonight at 10:56. I saw it last evening. Our next full moon is January 1st, New Year's Day. We will experience a second full moon in January on the 31st. The second full moon in 1 month is always called the blue moon, which you get the phrase once in a blue moon. Both of these January 2018 full moons are considered to be super moons because they come when we're at the closest, when the moon is close to the Earth in its elliptical orbit. And it's closest by 30,000 miles. How about that? The normal distance to the moon is 235,000 miles. We have 40 years of statistics that reveal that there is a 92% chance of White Christmas in International Falls with 1 inch or more snow and a 72% chance in the Twin Cities. Officially, at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, there is 1 inch of snow on the ground. Out in the Waconia area, west about 35 miles from the airport, about one-third to one-half of the landscape is snow-free. The lakes have just patches of snow. People have been enjoying that because they can go out and skate easily on the lake and so on. And many lawn areas are brown. Farm fields have traces of snow. In forest areas, there are at least an inch of crusty snow. So I don't know, Danny, if we could say we have a white Christmas or not, but a partial white Christmas.
A partial, anyway. Yes, kind of,
In the greater Twin Cities area.
Yeah.
After lakes freeze up, the ice covers on lakes are heard cracking, rumbling, and thundering. Those loud, long roars and rolls don't necessarily mean that the ice is unsafe to walk on, but the eerie sounds remind us to respect the ice. Once liquid water turns to ice, it expands when warmed and contracts when colder, causing these ominous booms. I could hear them in there yesterday quite often, and in the last few days I've been hearing them. Now when it gets much colder, we'll hear it often. It takes, as Denny, and I'm going to repeat this again, it takes at least 4 inches of new solid ice in contact with stationary water for safe walking on, skating, and ice fishing. A snowmobile requires 6 inches of ice. 8 to 12 inches are needed for a car or a small truck, and 12 to 15 inches for a medium-sized pickup. And the thing is, if you're not used to lakes, go to a marina. Ask people who test the ice. Don't make a mistake by driving on the lake or even walking on places because you don't always get an even ice cover. You don't want to fall through the ice. Cold water saps body heat 25 times faster than the air of the same temperature. In 32-degree water, a person will last about 15 minutes before losing consciousness. Don't do this. Be careful, everybody, and warn children especially.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point about asking the experts if you're unsure. And I know, Jim, you say this every year to advise people about this, but yet we'll hear the news stories about people falling through.
Like, so. There's marinas like here in Waconia, the very popular ice fishing lake. It's the second largest lake in the Twin Cities area. And you can go to the Inton Marina, right in town, right in Waconia, and ask them, where is it safe to walk? Where is it safe to fish? Where can we go? Anyway, at this time of year, untold millions of animals, including wood frogs, American toads, painted turtles, woodchucks, our Minnesota gophers, called the 13-line ground squirrels, red admiral and morning cloak butterflies, wood ticks, ants, various mosquitoes, all these things are hibernating across the region. Isn't it funny just to think about millions out there sleeping away in the winter?
Yes, there'll be hope that, with 12 below or whatever we have coming up, that they will hopefully a deep sleep.
Yes, in deep sleep, that's right. White-tailed deer have begun dropping their antlers. Northern white cedars and various species of pines and spruces and firs each have their own shades and tones of green. I am not good enough at identifying things from a great distance, but I enjoy all these tones of green mixed in with the bare deciduous trees. Winter is full of natural marvels, from an intricate snowflake to the dramatic snow-covered landscape, or trees and other outdoor objects covered with white frost. Don't you just love it when you wake up in the morning and see this white frost covering your neighborhood? And also, things like black-capped chickadee taking sunflower seeds from human hands, the sights of Orion and the Big Dipper in a cold, clear night, like our friendly astronomer likes to talk about all the time, Mike Lynch. I love those. I love that. But anyway, take time to celebrate the beauty and wonder of nature. On these approaching cold days, notice the elegant frost designs of. When you look at this on some of these clear glass window panes, you see miniature forests, fronds, and feathers in these just really, really wonderful patterns. You know, people that are coming here to visit maybe during holiday time from the south, these are things that they don't get to see. And, you know, sometimes we have to celebrate this, put on another layer and just think, I'm going to enjoy this.
Absolutely. And, you know,
instead of my by the yard furniture.
Well, Jim and I love this furniture any time of the year, but especially, I guess, during the fall and winter. Sometimes we'll use it, but in the winter, we don't have to store it. I know you leave yours out. In fact, like we've done, some cases, some chairs, you'll bring inside, and, you know, if you need some more chairs, you use it indoors, too.
We have a picnic table sitting out there right now. We have all these people coming for Christmas dinner tonight. And I say, well, you could either sit out here or you come in.
Well, this still is a good time, Jim, as you know. By the Yard Furniture, they've got the deals. 2017 prices are still good through the end of this year. And don't forget those By the Yard gift cards. If somebody always wanted By the Yard Furniture, maybe they have one or two pieces but want more, get them a gift card. They can pick out what they'd like. And you don't even have to have it now delivered now. You can wait till spring. By the Yard, good folks. Jim and I have known these people for so many years. Still a family-run business down near Jordan, Minnesota. And, Jim, you and I love that showroom down there.
Oh, yes. You get so many good ideas there. And just fun to walk around and look.
Absolutely. Tell you what, I'm going to give you a toll-free number. A lot of folks call after Jim's show, and you can order that free color catalog. It's a recording. Just leave your address. 877-220-0448. That's the toll-free By the Yard number, 1-877-220-0448. Or if it's easier, check bytheyard.net for all the details. You will love, like so many folks, like Jim and I do, love that By the Yard furniture. It's made out of recycled plastic milk jugs, very substantial, but like I said, Jim, we don't have to store it at all. Just leave it out there. All right.
That's right.
What else do you have this morning?
Well, Paul Grusing, who lives on the shore of North Silver Lake at south of Fairmont in Martin County, was able to see and record the freeze-ups for 25 lakes there in the extreme south-central part of Minnesota in his county, including Hall Lake, Sisseton Lake, Lake George, all in Fairmont on December 8th in nearby Amber Lake and Bud Lake on December 14th. Now, Iowa Lake is right on the Minnesota-Iowa border south of Fairmont, froze over December 7th, as did North Silver Lake. But the neat thing is, this past week, Paul Grusing drove to extreme northern Minnesota to spend 3 days walleye and sauger fishing on Lake of the Woods. So he's got the far Southern Lake and the far Northern Lake. But Paul notes that the freeze-up date for Lake of the Woods was November 29th this year. Already lodges and resorts on the south end of the lake where Paul fished have been making roads and setting out their fish houses. The ice was 8 to 14 inches thick last Tuesday and Wednesday when they experienced spectacular walleye and sauger fishing about a mile and a half out from the shore. But again, Paul and I were talking last night about this. People have to know, be aware of the ice and ice safety and so on and so forth. These people who run these resorts and lodges know their stuff. They work and work on this, and they work on these roads and so on. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report that yesterday 19 species of birds came to their feeding station, including dark-eyed juncos, pine siskins, common redpolls, and at least one white-throated sparrow. Late yesterday afternoon, over 40 northern cardinals flew in, mostly arriving between 4:42 and 4:44. I happened to be talking to Ray and Marlene on the phone at that time, and they were telling me this. Ray and Marlene counted 12 northern cardinals at one feeder, but most were on the ground eating millet and cracked corn and some sunflower seeds scattered there for them and for other ground-feeding birds. A highlight and sign of spring noted by Ray and Marlene yesterday was the arrival of their first seed catalog in the mailbox. They also report that a very late cornfield near Northfield was combined just yesterday. Diane and Dave Herring, who live in rural Waterville, report seeing a marsh hawk, that's also called a northern harrier, gliding low over a field near their place this past week. This past Monday, a flock of about 50 red-winged blackbirds and common grackles combined flew into their yard and feeding area. The flock came back yesterday, but now is down to 20 birds, so the others must have left to go south. A little over an inch of snow covers the landscape there. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, received 5.5 inches of new snow this past week. They have in their yard 10 inches across the landscape. There's even more in the upland areas, like at Lutzen Ski Hill. But they say there's still a few bald eagles around. Ravens are commonly seen looking for roadkill deer. At their feeding station, there's quite a few common red poles. And the blue jays and the red squirrels sure like to come to the heated bird bath for long drinks of water. A barred owl continues to come to their feeding station each evening for chicken scraps. Naturalist Matt Chute, who lives in Golden Valley, reports a raccoon was eating whole corn at their feeding station last night at 11. 52 mallard ducks fly in each afternoon at dusk to feed on the whole corn Matt scatters on the ground for them. Also come and eat the whole corn are 2 opossums each afternoon, and 21 gray squirrels come during the day. And once in a while, a red fox comes to try to catch a gray squirrel. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report, a few eastern bluebirds are still being seen. Tom counted 7 lined up on a power line near Kansas City last Sunday. He saw a single bluebird in Faribault this past Friday. Yesterday, while birding, he saw a great blue heron along Cannon River, 2 song sparrows along the Strait River at Riverbend Nature Center, and a black-capped chickadee sing the whistled Phoebe song, and he was hearing downy woodpeckers calling off and on. I should do one more sign.
Very spring. Good.
Julie Brophy, yesterday morning in Victoria, heard a blue jay give its pump handle called the spelunker call. It's good to hear these early, early signs of spring when we know that cold temperatures are coming for a few days.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well, Jim, Merry Christmas again to you and your family and our listeners as well. And let's talk again 1 week from today.
I look forward to it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday here on 830 WCCO. Get those general health questions ready. It's going to be an open line show with Dr. David Hilden coming up next here on 830 WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.